Brisbane's B105, 18 minutes to 8 at Stav, Abby and Matt, $10,000. You can win that coming up 8 o'clock.
The Greens have won Brisbane, beating LNP MP Trevor Evans. Stephen Bates will become the fourth Greens MP in the 47th Parliament.
Oh, this is pretty exciting. You didn't find out until Saturday afternoon. Stephen Bates, the Brisbane member for the Greens. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me back on as well.
Oh, we had to. Now, how much of your victory do you put down to your ads on Grindr?
Oh, look, I have to say 110%.
Yeah, we're also thanking ourselves as well because, yes. You know, we supported you. Are you still, because you work in retail, well, you did work in retail, now you're a member of parliament. When did you quit that job?
So I actually still have to work this week because I still got my rent and my bill and my car repayment. So I actually still have to go back to work.
Wow. Well, of course, because you're not going to get paid for your parliamentary work until you start. So there'll be that sort of period where you work for a month unpaid before you get your first check.
Yeah, exactly. Which I've kind of already been doing for a year with the campaign. But now it stopped and I still have to, earn enough money to get by. So,
but we have been reading, and of course, it's not about the money. But there's reports that your salary will quadruple when you take on the position.
Yeah. Well, because you know, I just work in retail, so it's just like 55k a year, basically, is how much I earn. But you know, it's pretty much like the median wage of the country, so that's what most people are on.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it's just and I said this before, like the fact that politicians can earn so much money, it's kind of why they can be out of touch with what everyone else is feeling, because they don't feel those like shocks from inflation or the cost of living as much as everyone else does.
I hear you, Stephen. If you start getting too big for your britches, we are going to go down to Canberra and we are going to drag you and put you back into the retail store to get you in touch, okay?
Do it. You won't be alone. All my work colleagues will fly down. Well, they won't. They'll come and get me as well. You'll have friends that can drag me back.
Oh, good. Are you excited? Have you been to Parliament before?
I've only been there once before, a few years ago now. I actually had a job interview in Canberra, which I obviously did not get. So I went down there and, just while I was down there, just went out the front, took a photo of it. We went inside, me and my partner went inside for a little bit and then, had to go home. So, I'm actually excited to actually see the Capitol as well.
Yeah.
But, I'm excited to actually get to work and actually, make people's lives that a little bit better. That's the whole point.
Yeah, and it's easy to find. You shouldn't get lost. It's a really big building. You should be sweet.
You can kind of see it from everywhere.
Yeah, you can.
Sorry,
it's an unbelievable story, Stephen. You're 29 years of age. You have never been in politics before. You beat someone from a major party. Did you get the phone call from the guy that you beat to say congrats?
I did. Yeah. It was Trevor. He's lovely. He was really, really nice. Really gracious and just all round nice guy. So it was really nice to have that experience and just have that chat and handover. So I really appreciated that call.
Were you surprised or maybe happily surprised that the Greens did so well in this election because people were just wanting something different? What is it that you are really going to go hard on because now you're elected and you know that that's what people wanted?
And if you remember your Grindr ads, you were going to go hard.
Oh my God.
We're never going to let you get away with that.
I'm going to live up to that expectation. But we were campaigning for a year, talking to people at the door, but just meeting people where they were at and listening to them and just asking them what they were concerned about, what they wanted to see different in politics. And people told us because people were angry. They want to see action on climate change. They want to see people tackling the cost of living crisis. They want to see people, actually creating policies that will make housing more affordable. So, and that's what our policy platform is all about. So being able to be there and say, hey, you don't have to settle for the status quo.
Yeah.
Just because the way things are, that doesn't mean that's the way they have to be. If you want a better future, we can have it. We just have to actually have, the courage to actually fight for it and get these policies through. So that's what I'm really excited to do is, bring the community with me on this whole journey and, try and make Brisbane that little bit better.
And I know you have personally said you think politicians get paid way too much, but maybe don't start with that when you're meeting them all in Parliament.
I think it's about time we had like more, I don't want to say normal, more sort of people with normal jobs in Parliament because it's supposed to reflect what the country looks like. And at the moment, I don't really think it does.
Yeah,
so
true.
I think it's a, it's a positive, I think, for me. And it gives me, you know, that bit of like a bit of a unique edge where I actually know what it's like to live on a minimum wage because I've done that before. I actually know what it's like to, you know, struggle to pay the rent because I do sometimes. So, you know, it gives you that perspective of what it's actually like out there and not just inside the Canberra bubble.
All right. Well, I cannot wait to see if next election the other parties think they slapping their ads on Grindr is going to help them out too. That'd be an interesting one, especially for some of the Christian parties. But Stephen,
I think go for it.
Yeah. Well, congratulations, 29 years of age to achieve what you've done. You've done a great job. The Brisbane member for the Greens. Nice to talk to you, mate.
Thank you guys for having me. Thank you.
Thank you.